energy doctor, and the Life is a Gift, Live It podcast. I'm Dr. Hannah Klein, and I'm your host. Let's explore together how to live a life where we feel good, happy, and grateful pretty much all the time, and explore together how to get to that place. And the things inside of you that you need to change for that to happen. What you think and how you feel attracts things to you. So it's time to leave the reality you might live in, where there's never enough money and resources, or where you disrespect your body's needs, or have superficial relationships, bad health, and despair and anger for the state of humanity and the world. Let's exchange that for the good, high vibration of being joyful and happy. You want to truly live with joy and purpose. Life is a gift. Live it. Many of the things that keep us from being really happy are these programs in our subconscious mind that keep telling us to be afraid of certain things, to be angry and upset when somebody says something. And we need to find a way to become freer, to erase these programs. Well, I love the subconscious mind. It is helping me so much in everything I do. When I wake up in the morning and I want to get dressed, I don't even think about all the movements I need to make to put on my clothes. It's all there in the subconscious mind. And it's happening automatically. Or if I walk somewhere, I don't mostly consciously think about walking. I'm just walking. Or if I drive somewhere, simply driving. I can think about other things, I can listen to the radio, I can talk to someone in the car. Let's take bicycling. It is something you're practicing. You pick up a bike, and you started, and you fell, and you got up again, and you fell, and you practiced, and all of a sudden you know how. That means the program for bicycling is installed in your subconscious mind. So even if you don't bike very often, let's say you only bike when you come to grandma in the summer, when you get there, you remember how, though you haven't been doing it for a whole year. That's fantastic. I love it. So the subconscious mind is very important in our life. But for certain things, it's not so good. When we were small, let's say between 2 and 6 years old, our conscious mind wasn't really conscious. All the time we were in this read-write mode of the subconscious mind. So we could learn to walk and climb and how to talk by imitating others. But in the same process, you also learn things like, you should really be shutting up. Why are you disturbing me all the time? You are such an annoying child. Just to mention an example. The person who said that to you often enough for it to be written into your subconscious mind might have been a teacher or your friend's mother or your parents. But the main thing is, it really got integrated into you, and the program is now installed, so to speak, in your subconscious mind. And now you have to take it out, because it's not serving you well at all as an adult. Because now you think you're always annoying. You're always worried about what other people are going to say, what other people are going to think of you. Because inside your subconscious mind is this written statement, this program that runs as soon as someone even look at you, a little critical. And you take that very, very personally. All of a sudden, your whole self-esteem disappears because the subconscious mind is running the program called, "You are such an annoying child." Well, now it's about being a person, right? But it's the same program. So you need to take that out. You need to realize that when you feel strongly and somebody looks at you a little annoyed, it is really a program running. It isn't you that caused you to feel that such an event destroys your whole day. No. Your whole life is not run on things on the outside. That's what I want us to learn. It's about your life on the inside. So it doesn't matter how anyone looks at you, because on the inside, you are happy. But until you have erased these things from your subconscious mind, you're going to be run by this external factors. So let's try to find the erase button for those non-productive programs in your subconscious mind. I will talk about two different methods. One is every time you notice that somebody is irritated on you, you tell yourself, "Look, this program that now starts me feeling agitated when this person talks to me in an irritated manner was put in me when I was little, which makes me reactive." I can simply say, "This is nonsense." You can go on and do that over and over, like how you learn to ride a bicycle. But that is a rather long process, but it definitely can be done. Because it could be some time between each one of these episodes. It is not just like picking up the bike and doing again, and picking up a bike and doing again. You can do it though. But what I really recommend is that you kind of erase it through a process of semi-meditation or really meditation. So, do you know what I do? I write down whenever I feel something clenching, irritating inside of me. I hear myself say, "I believe that's really wrong." Or I hear myself say, "Absolutely not," to something when somebody's asking me. I realize then that might therefore be the core of a limiting belief because I'm reacting very strongly. So I write down those things on a piece of paper or in my phone. And when I walk out in the morning on my way to work, I look at that list and say, "Okay, today is the day I'm going to lift out this part of my subconscious mind. Let's continue to work on the same thing we talked about before. I am such an annoying person." So I say, "Where are you? I am such an annoying person. Come on out." And I visualize as if it's a cloud that kind of comes puffing out of my head, out of my subconscious mind. And it's hanging in front of me, this cloud. And then I see these tentacles, these threads that are connected to it. These threads are really all the thoughts and all the feelings that are attracted to this statement, "I am such an annoying person," that you've had since childhood. So a lot of it. And they go to different parts of your subconscious mind, and I try to pull them out from different versions. They have kind of tangles on them. And you can pull them and kind of leave them there by the cloud that's hanging in front of you. Sometimes I even have to kind of shake my head to get that last things unraveled and out. And then I look at that cloud with all those hanging threads still there, and I say, I don't need you anymore. Goodbye. And I kind of blow it away. Now go back into yourself and say, I am such an annoying person to yourself. Do you feel anything resonating? Maybe a little, but most of it really left. Can you imagine? Now the trick is to do the same thing the next day. So the next day, I come back. As I'm, in my case, walking out my neighborhood, I say to myself, to my subconscious mind, is it anything left of, I am such an annoying person? And usually there are little fews of those strands still there. And I try to pull them out and put them in front of me. And I blow them away again. And the next day, I do the same. Well, on that third day, most of the time there's really nothing left. And you can have a closure around it. And whenever somebody gets annoyed with you, you feel calm. It doesn't affect you anywhere near what used to happen. You can realize that this person has a bad day. It has nothing to do with you. You don't take it personally at all. And probably isn't personal. That person is really having a bad day. You can just let it go. Isn't that amazing? But the most amazing thing to me is that we have dragged those things around for years. We have been feeling bad for so many years about this program that has been running in our subconscious mind. Subconscious mind is just a program. Don't be angry with it. It doesn't mean any harm to you. It just runs. We have to learn how to erase it and start over free, free to be that joyful, amazing person we want to be. It took me maybe 10 minutes altogether to do this process. Isn't that unbelievable? It is so simple. You just have to do it. I want you to think that you can do something today to change your life for the better. It's about lifting your vibration to a higher vibration where joy and love and gratitude live. And try to implement it in your life. So take some of these thoughts and advice that I have given you today and practice.